How many times he'd been cast out of a city or town. The Apostle Paul, when he'd go to a new city, he would not go down and check out the Hilton. He'd go down and check out the local jail because he knew if he preached as God had called him to, that's where he'd spend the night.
For more expository preaching from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, tune in weeknights at 9 and Saturday mornings at 9 on The Truth. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a strange, uncurable malady that seems to be gripping the hearts and the lives of multiplied millions of human beings in America today. It's called the Trump Derangement Syndrome. There's not a known cure in any science book. In fact, by the way, I've not heard anything out of CDC. I've not heard anything out of the National Institute of Health. Not heard anything out of the FDA of any drug, any attempt to find a new drug or a new procedure that could cure those with Trump Derangement Syndrome. That's right. I find that strange. Every other disease, every other virus, every other malady that can take the heart, the life of an individual in the past 100-plus years, scientists, the medical science world, big pharma, and others have always tried to get on the fast track to find a cure. Many times the cure is worse than the cancer, if you will. Many times the cure is worse than the problem, but nevertheless they'd be trying. I've not heard any scientific mind, I've not heard any CDC expert come up with any solution, any attempt to find a solution for Trump Derangement Syndrome. When Dr. Oz, in an interview yesterday, was asked the question, he says, treating stupidity is really hard. Dr. Oz weighs in on Trump Derangement Syndrome. He said, it's disheartening to see people lost in that way, Dr. Oz said, but treating stupidity is really a hard thing to do. Ladies and gentlemen, what is the answer? We look at those with TDS. It causes them to want to put on TikTok or online or some other social media, a desire to slaughter, to kill, to assassinate Trump and anybody that follows Trump. I'm looking at the headline here. It says, woman who posted a prayer for a bad cancer result for Pam Bundy finds out her fate. An extremist who took to social media to pray for a bad cancer for former Attorney General Pam Bundy has been fired. Her prayer was, dear MAGA, M-A-G-A, MAGA Lord Jesus, please let her end up with a hole in her throat. Dear God, if there is a MAGA God, please let Pam Bundy's throat cancer be worst case of any cancer anybody's ever seen. How could a human being pray that kind of prayer? Number one, she was making fun of God, a MAGA God. How could it be that a person would have that kind of a heart? Jeremiah 17:9 says the heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? That's a good example of it. But the primary problem the woman has is Trump Derangement Syndrome. Anybody that's in Trump's orbit, anybody that, if you don't believe that, just go back and look at history with Trump in his first 4 years in office. Look at how he was treated. Look at how his those in his orbit were treated. Look at what happened to about 1,200 to 1,500 people that were arrested, put in jail, prosecuted, and the book thrown at them for simply being in the Capitol on January the 6th of that year. And I'm thankful that Trump, I'm very thankful that Trump pardoned all of those, the majority of them. I'm thankful that there's been a reprieve. But ladies and gentlemen, what could cause a system of people, judges, jurors, politicians, business people, to have the mindset that you just want to publicly say that you want to assassinate somebody or kill somebody or wish the worst cancer on them? It's simply because of the Trump derangement syndrome. It is uncurable from the human standpoint. There is no known cure from the human standpoint. But ladies and gentlemen, let me fast track this, and then we'll take our next caller. I believe the answer is in the scripture. I believe the bottom line is a demonic influence, a demonic hold over the mind, the heart, and the emotions of the individual. That mind, heart, and emotion that will embrace the Islamic jihadist that say Allah Akbar more than one that would be considered a MAGA person. In fact, one statement was made. I'm looking at a headline. Are you safer next to someone shouting Allah Akbar or someone in a MAGA hat? Man on the street interviews Democrats. How dumb to choose jihad, who literally want to slit your throat, force anyone, everyone to convert, enslave women, destroy everything that you hold dear. A man in the street interview has delivered a stunning revelation about Democrats in America. They said they would rather be a radical Islamic whose goal is to slit your throat, enslave the people, to sit by a Make America Great Again person. This article reads, delusional Democrats admit they have more in common with the radical Islamics than Trump supporters and would feel safer to sit next to someone shouting Allah Akbar than someone wearing a MAGA hat. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the epitome of the characteristics and the condition of the heart and mind of one that's suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. That same Trump derangement syndrome will cause those individuals with that virus, if you will, to want to kill a baby in the womb. That same Trump derangement syndrome, through back channel discussing now with Iran, asking Iran, suggesting that Iranian leadership stop any peace talks with President Trump, because comes November, supposedly the socialist, Marxist, communist Democrats on the left will say, they'll be in control and they'll negotiate with Iran. Well, Clinton tried to negotiate with Iran. Jimmy Carter tried to negotiate with Iran. Obama tried to negotiate with Iran. Biden tried to negotiate with Iran. Iran won every time. President Trump is the only one that's got the spine, the backbone, tenacity, and I believe wisdom that God's given him to stand up against the Iranians. And yet at the same time, the MAGA people are viewed as being bad. Trump is being bad, and it's because of the Trump derangement syndrome that infects and affects the entire Democratic Party. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Miller says this: what we found since President Trump took office is the Democrats have set up a system to funnel hundreds of billions of dollars, ultimately trillions of dollars, to migrants coming into this country illegally, effectively with the sole intent of overthrowing our constitutional republic in America. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go with the question or comment, please.
Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you that the Lord has given you the courage to be standing up and speaking up in these times when so many who should be speaking up and taking a stand are silent and, as you say, in hiding. Oh, yes. This is, yesterday a topic you're dealing with, I was so overwhelmed that what is really going on. The disease that you're speaking about now, oh my God, Trump, Trump was a good friend of the left. I think he was even more a Democrat. I'm not sure, but more a Democrat than a Republican in his days when he was in the limelight. And he was a good friend of all of these same people on the left now, who is so bloodthirsty for him. I believe that the only reason why this has happened, he was a good friend and he was working until he decided that something had to be done to rescue America from where it was going. He realized his country was in serious danger.
Yes.
Its survival. And he took the courage to decide to jump in and just try to save it. And this is why he's getting all that he's getting. Elon Musk, another man who was a good friend of the left, was there quite comfortable with them with the climate change month and electric thing, vehicles, electricity instead of gasoline thing. He was quite comfortable until he decided to help Trump, to join the Trump. And they would, the same people who loved him so much with his electric vehicles would have burned down, kill him, do anything they could do if he didn't back off. So we realized that as yesterday, the topic you're dealing with about the lawlessness, it's so overwhelming when we see, especially bringing our children into it. Taking the children out of the houses, 3-4, to put them on the street, to get them into lawlessness. We know that the main strategy that the Marxism will use to get to power, to get to control a people, to take away a nation's freedom, a people's freedom, is lawlessness and indiscipline. Break down law and order, hate law enforcement, hate the police, kill them, destroy them, present them as monsters in the culture, and lawlessness and indiscipline take over, and we know the goal is to take, before you know it, that culture is no longer free, lost its freedom. America is here as the only nation on the planet that is representing freedom under God, as it were, because we clearly know our freedom is in the Constitution, and we recognize it as God-given, and the powers of darkness is in total desperation at this time. The forces of evil, total desperation, to bring down America, to crush up, get America out of the way, because America is standing in the way for where things are going. If we lose our freedom and the powers of darkness must take control, America needs to be gotten out of the way, which is belief in the Judeo-Christian belief and the freedom that we have here.
And so, Lily was making that statement. You're exactly right. What in the world could affect the mind, the heart, and the brain of a Democrat than seeing the Trump derangement syndrome that would cause them to want to kill him, to assassinate him, and cause them to even want to destroy America to get back at Trump, because Trump's bad and the Democrats are good, and their mindset. In fact, I've heard many, many Democrats say, "I love America. I want to preserve our democracy, and therefore Trump is in the way." I watched one man on the street asking the question, where do you stand with Trump? Well, I'm against Trump. Why? Because he's done so many things wrong. And the man on the street simply asked the question, "Can you name one?" They said, "Well, now you're trying to trap me." The mindset is that just name the name Trump, and right now, everything Trump has done, tried to do, tried to accomplish, there's been lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit to block it, to stop it, to derail it, or to delay it. Hundreds upon hundreds of lawsuits designed to prevent President Trump from being God's instrument. Listen, Trump's not perfect. When we elected him, we didn't elect a preacher. We didn't elect a saint. We didn't elect Jesus. We elected a man, a human being, with spine and backbone to try to preserve America. But as a result of that, it's brought on the incurable disease, the malady, with characteristics that are unbelievable, that I simply call Trump derangement syndrome. And Dr. Oz says it's trying to cure stupidity. Now, with that being said, do you, and this is a trick question, do you align stupidity with TDS, or is it something beyond that?
Yes, it is definitely. But my head is that the realms of darkness is in desperation, mm-hmm. desperation to have get. So it's spiritual. It's the realms of darkness is just desperate, and they will use whoever make themselves the powers of darkness. Satan will use whoever is available, and lies and deception. You know that the Marxists, these people, exactly what they're guilty of. Just like how that man is bearing the thing on his chest. Exactly what they're charging Trump for. Exactly what they are guilty of. They will use it. So it's lies and deception.
Absolutely. And Lily, I'll read one other article and then let you go. This headline says, Straight Up Terrorism. Report of swatting, that's SWATTING, attempts at the Supreme Court Justice's home. Hating and threats of violence against conservative leaders in America is turning into industry with the latest incident and alleged swatting at the home of Supreme Court Justice. And swatting, Lily, and I'm sure you've heard it, and other listeners may have, it's where an anonymous telephone call goes to a local police department and says that something illegal is taking place inside a home or something is dangerous inside the home, and the person inside the home, of course, not knowing it, and sometimes police officers have smashed the doors down to go in thinking they're going to rescue somebody. But this is taking place at the hands of those with Trump derangement syndrome to get back at the Supreme Court, because now the Trump derangement syndrome group feels that the Supreme Court is standing with Trump rather than against Trump. But as long as they were ruling against Trump, those with Trump derangement syndrome thought the Supreme Court was the best thing since sliced bread. So what we're witnessing is another evidence, another characteristic of the Trump derangement syndrome. And as you said so eloquently and so correctly, it is a spiritual, demonic source. It is a heart that's bound in sin. This is the reason, Lily, and I'll say this and let you go. This is the reason I've said for so many years, my most humble opinion, others can disagree if they like, my most humble opinion, it's an impossibility for a person that says I'm a Democrat to also say I love America and I am a Christian. Those two things are an oxymoron. They simply do not coincide. You cannot be a Christian and be a Democrat if you believe that sodomite lifestyle is okay, the DEI is okay, somehow, some way, murdering a baby by way of abortion is okay. That is simply not coordinating the scripture with reality. Just as Tellerico out in Texas was running for a Senate seat, and he says that God is binary. He's not male and he's not female. And he then referred to a text in Galatians, which is totally, totally, totally out of context with what the man is saying. The point being, all of these have Trump derangement syndrome. So it deserves our most serious attention. It deserves our prayer and recognition, asking God to heal our land. Lily, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, those that are, how would you say, affected or infected with TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, it causes people like the former FBI agent, FBI Director James Comey, to supposedly find seashells already in place on the beach. 8647. 86 means to kill President 47, Trump. That is a prima facie evidence of TDS, Trump derangement syndrome. Here's another illustration of TDS. Suspect in Texas shooting wore property of Allah, clothing an Iranian flag emblem. And the article goes on to read what had taken place when he'd gone in a bar room and shot up several people, et cetera, et cetera. 14 others were injured. He was wearing a sweatshirt that says property of Allah. But ladies and gentlemen, the Trump Derangement Syndrome group did not reject this, did not say he was wrong. It's embracing the enemy. The Trump Derangement Syndrome individuals are embracing the enemy. They embrace those that are against America because Trump is trying to protect us from the enemy. Trump Derangement Syndrome says the open borders so that we can continue in perpetuity have been in control of the vote in America. The Trump Derangement Syndrome, the characteristic is simply that everything that's antithetical to the Word of God. And it goes back, ladies and gentlemen, to the fact that I have said, you can go to the book of Mark, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I happen to be at this juncture in Matthew, at Mark chapter 5. And the scripture says, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, unto the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him a man out of the tombs with an unclean spirit. That's talking about demonic spirits, ladies and gentlemen, unclean spirits, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken into pieces, neither could any man tame him. And it goes on to details all days and all of the night. He was wandering around in the tombs in the graveyard because the demons that were in control in his life. And it says then in the 11th and 12th verse and following, now there were nigh under the mountain a great herd of swine. Let me back up, verse 10. And he besought him much as he would not send them away to the other country. All of the demons sought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, here's a man referred to as the Gadarene demoniac, that was bound by evil spirits, demon spirits. When the demons were cast out, there were enough demons in that one man to go into 2,000 pigs and drove the pigs crazy, and they rushed over the cliffside and to their death. Ladies and gentlemen, how many people do you see today? Now, you can say, I don't agree with you. That's fine. Tell God. Don't bother to tell me. But how many people do we see today that are demonically controlled? And today we can simply call it, put the capstone on it, and say it's TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. Now, I understand there are other maladies, there are other people with other problems. I'm not trying to do a broad brush and say that all fit into that category. But what we're witnessing today that's eating away at the foundation of the Judeo-Christian foundation of America. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We're witnessing today the destruction of our moral, ethical, biblical, Judeo-Christian foundation in America. That's being done by those that are eaten up with hatred, animus, and despising the one that's in the Oval Office that's trying to protect America, trying to protect Christianity, trying to protect our flag, trying to protect our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, and yet he's viewed as being the bad guy. And ladies and gentlemen, we have multiplied millions today in America that are suffering from Trump Derangement Syndrome. I call it a strange, incurable, a strange malady, a strange disease, if you will. This strange disease has caused politicians, especially Democrats, to blame one man for every decision they make. For every mistake made in the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democrat Party, they blame it on President Trump. Listen, this virus, when an individual is affected by it, will wish death to Americans, will embrace violent rapists, murderers, Islamic jihadists, anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-Christian views, morals, and ethics. This virus caused individuals that's affected by it to try to assassinate our president. That's happened time and time again. Today, ladies and gentlemen, modern scientific studies have concluded that this malady is TDS, none other than TDS. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand the dangers of TDS. Let me read you the statement from Dr. Oz once again. Headline says, treating stupidity is really hard. Dr. Oz weighs in on Trump derangement syndrome. Near the end of a briefing, a TV reporter, it's got the name in the article, I'm not reading it, asked Dr. Oz, do you have any medical advice for Americans out there who are suffering from the very serious ailment called Trump derangement syndrome? It's disheartening, he said, to see people that are lost in that kind of way. Treating stupidity is really hard. Ladies and gentlemen, normally, listen carefully, normally when there's a malady, normally when there's a virus, normally when there's an illness, normally when there's an ailment, a person will recognize it and go to the proper physician for treatment. I'm finding today that those in America that have the Trump derangement syndrome are stupid enough, dumb enough, ignorant enough to not recognize that they have a major malady that needs to be treated. And ladies and gentlemen, there's not a bottled pill that can treat it. There's not an ointment that can treat it. There's not a treatment in the scientific world, and Dr. Oz said it in very brief words, there's not a treatment in the medical scientific world that can help those that are suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. So what is the answer? What is the cure? What is the treatment? Ladies and gentlemen, with this treatment, this virus, this illness, this disease, this people are suffering with, most want to be rescued. Most want to be cured of that disease. But ladies and gentlemen, in the case of Trump derangement syndrome, multitudes of the Marxist media, the socialist, Marxist, communist Democrats who are suffering with it are not aware that they have a deadly disease, a deadly ailment. Ladies and gentlemen, a demon-possessed person will want to harm others. A demon-possessed person will want to kill babies in the womb. A demon-possessed person will embrace evil and condemn good. A person that is possessed by demons will want to assassinate the president. A person who is simply wanting to approve the murder by way of abortion, the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, will simply, ladies and gentlemen, want to condemn others and embrace the lie that will lead them ultimately to destruction. Pray for America. Pray for our president. Pray for Trump's safety. Pray for God's direction in his life. And that we need to recognize only God can heal our land. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast.